Review. Yesterday we started to discuss the fourth perek, which is So the first point we made is that it's not really ma'akev, because the Rambam finishes the perek by saying that there's nothing which is omed b'tnei atshuva, but there are different categories. Again, category one is the avonos gedolos, ein ma'aspikin b'adolasos tshuva, which we discussed. Number two, which we're focusing on, is varim ha'noalin, darchei atshuva b'tnei oseh. And number three is a sort of like a technical issue, where it's very hard to do tshuva, because let's say one example is your mekalel of the rabbim. Who exactly do you ask for mechila? The fourth category is ein cheskos and lasos tshuva, because a person doesn't take it that seriously, so he doesn't feel like he has to do tshuva. A little bit similar to the ramah that we discussed yesterday in terms of safek avera versus vade avera. And then the fifth category that we talk about is dvarim shenimshach achareyam, which is very hard for a person to do tshuva. So again, in a limited time that we have, we'll try to be selective. What I want to do today is that the four other things that we left out yesterday. Yesterday we discussed the matter of Haporesh Midarchei HaTzibur, which is, of course, discussed in Perek Gimel amongst those things, She'en Lem Chelek L'Olam Haba, but it's also Me'akev Tshuva B'fnei Oseihen, because, Noel Darchei HaTshuva B'fnei Oseihen, rather, because you don't have the Koach HaTzibur, V'nislach L'chol Adas B'nei Yisrael. Somebody who is Nivdal Me'adas Yisrael isn't carried along with him. This could be in a technical sense, Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayim, in terms of the Se'ir HaMishtaleach. It could be in the everyday sense that we're carried along very often by the Koach HaTzibur. So the Rambam goes on with four other categories, HaCholek Al Dibrei Chachamim, HaMalig Al HaMitzos, HaMivaze Rabosav, VeHasone Es HaTochachos. I want to try and accomplish all of them today. HaCholek Al Dibrei Chachamim, V'fisha machlokaso goremes lo lifrosh mehen, ve'eno yodea darche hatshuva. So specifically, he's not going to know how to do tshuva, because the chachamim are the ones who are able to instruct us in that specific area. Hold on to that thought, because that's going to come up a little bit in a different way, just in a moment, in terms of mevaza rabosav. Number three is fascinating. Hamalig al hamitzos, somebody who denigrates mitzos, Shekevan shenizbazu be'enav eno rodef acharehen ve'lo osan ve'im lo yaseh b'me yezakeh. So it's a fascinating thing. You might say eno rodef acharehen doesn't mean that he doesn't do them, but the Rambam apparently understood that if there isn't an intensity about mitzvos, so it immediately translates into a lack of asiyas ha-mitzvos. You know, the pasuk the Rambam seems to be alluding to here, b'me yezakeh nar es orecho lishmar kidvarecha, which is Mizmor Kuf Yud Tes Pasuk Tes in Tehillim, talks all about that, a life of immersion in Torah. He's Eno Rode Fachare. And this also connects to the Rambam in Perek Zion, where the Rambam talks about Tshuva Lo Rak Min HaMasim Elo Min HaDeos and Chayav Adam Lefashe Shemasa V'Lashuv Min HaKa'as Min HaEva Min HaKena Min HaHetol Min Redifas HaKavod Mamon Ma'achalos. So you're either rodef es hamitzvos, or you end up being rodef other things. So eno rodef acharehen translates v'lo osan. Fascinating. Mivazer abosav. So this is different than cholek al chachamim. You'll see a subtle diik. Shadavar zegori mo ledachvo letardo ki gechazi. Like Elisha had to push away gechazi. Vizman shenitrad lo yimtza melamed umore lo derecho emes. So again, this is a little bit different than what we said before. V'cholek al divrei chachamim is eno yodeya darchei hatshuva, is different than saying you don't have a mora for the derech ha'emes. You don't have somebody to teach you in general, right? And so if you don't have somebody to teach you in general, right, so then a person, this is going to be lacking specifically when it comes to the mitzvah of tshuva, a person is going to be lacking in general in terms of knowing what the right thing to do is to begin with. So you see here there's a difference between a cholek al chachamim and a mevazes rabosav. So in the case of mevazes rabosav, he lacks, again, it's not the tshuva which will be, it's not the tshuva which is going to be compromised. It's a little bit different. It's that he may not know what to do tshuva from, because he doesn't know the darchei ha'emes lichatchila. And finally, hasones hatochachos. Sherei lo hiniach lo derech tshuva. Shetochacho goremes l'tshuva. Shebizman shemodiyin lo adam chatov umachlimino so chozer b'tshuva. Kemo shekasim b'torah zechor al tishkach yis asher yitzat Hashem lokecha b'midbar mamim ha'yisim Hashem yom dat yitzcham lona shan Hashem leim lechem leiv ladas Amna Babalo Chacham, the sixth parsha. Mechen Yeshayahu Chiachas Yisrael, Amar Hoy Goy Choteyada, Sharkaneo Midati, Kikshayata. Mechen Tiboa El, that's his job, Lo Chiachachatayim. That's what the Gemara in the Darim says. Mirov Chachma, Mirov Kas, that's the entire job of the Nevi'im, was to give Tochacha. Nevi'a Nitzchal Daris Nechtava, it's relevant to us as well. Shinemar Kara Vigaron Al Tachsoch. V'chein kol neviim hochichu liYisrael ad shechazir b'tshuva. So a person is sonei satochachos, he deprives himself of that very important stimulus, catalyst towards tshuva. L'pikach tzarech lahamid b'chol kohol v'kohol miYisrael. Right, just like the Rambam says about the kupa shel tzedaka, tshuva tefilat tzedaka ma'avir nesorah gzeira. Every kehilas Yisrael needs a kupa shel tzedaka, and the Rambam never saw one without it. And likewise, you need to have the infrastructure of tshuva. What's the infrastructure for tshuva? The infrastructure for tshuva is, again, the following person, to be very reminiscent of our limud over the summer. Chacham gadol v'zaken yare shamayim minu'urav. That's clearly pirko na'eh. Okay? Ve'ohuv lahem. Because you can only say dvarim hakovshin es halev if there's a relationship, right? V'yidum v'shev teicham. You come in from the outside, people are not going to listen to you. So he'll be mochiach l'rabim, and that will have the desired impact. So again, just like the person who's mevazes rabosav, so he doesn't know the derech ha'emes. So some person is soneis tochachos, he says, "What do I have to do tshuva for?" There's a very prominent person in America once said, "I never felt the need I never felt the need for atonement altogether." So some people who are so far gone from either knowing the Darchei Ha'emes, knowing what's right and wrong, or being willing to accept criticism, so what's noel the Darchei HaTshuva is not that they're missing a specific piece of knowledge about how to do tshuva. That's what we said about Hacholek al Chachamim, or Haporish Midarech HaTzibor. He's not carried along with the Tzibor when they do tshuva. Here, the problems are more systemic. He doesn't know what's right and wrong, and he's unwilling to accept any criticism because he's so sure of himself. But God willing, tomorrow we'll talk about the fourth category in this perek. Mehen Chamisha Dvarim Heoso San Inchas Kaso Lashu Mehem, because again, he doesn't take them all that seriously. So God willing, that will be the project tomorrow.